I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart.
Some people call it dinner, but when I grew up, we called it supper. It's supper time, so we're having supper.
Supper. That's what I came for on a stormy July evening. I traveled about 8 miles east of Hibbing to attend the Supper on the Farm event held at Mr. Ed's Farm and sponsored by the Arrowhead Regional Farm Bureau. When I arrived, a number of volunteers in fluorescent yellow shirts were getting soaked in a short but intense downpour while directing us to the parking area. I waited in my car for a minute or two for the rain to die down before venturing out to get something to eat and to see what I could learn about the event. For a wet, rainy night, I was a little surprised at how many other people were here. I found myself surrounded by well over 100 people who were eating, checking out the displays, chatting with the farmers, listening to music, and investigating the farm. So what's going on here?
Well, I'm Ed Nelson, and folks around here call me Mr. Ed, and this is my farm. And I'm doing this on behalf of my involvement with the Arrowhead Regional Farm Bureau, putting on this Supper on the Farm event to get folks that maybe are a little disconnected from where their food comes from. And you know, if you meet somebody and you form a relationship with them and it's over food, it's more likely they're gonna say, hey, I can buy that locally, and I know that person's gonna treat me right, and the food will be good and safe, and the folks that are taking all the time and the work to grow this food, they've got an outlet for it, and it's good for the local economy. So it builds social relationships, and it builds a good economic community for the area. Well, we've opened up the farm, so the all the animals are getting visited tonight. So we've got the horses are giving little rides back in the back pasture here, and the pigs are getting scratched, and the lambs are getting paid attention to, and the calf is there, and what else we got? The chickens, and got some little ducks. So I got a whole menagerie of animals. So that's part of the livestock aspect of farming. So we connected with the folks that are growing for the Hibbing Farmers Market. So many of them are out here tonight in a tent, and they're talking to people about what they grow, how they grow it, and they're offering some samples, and if you want to, you can buy some, take some home.
What kind of things are produced locally? I know you can't grow everything in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with local farmers markets is everything is seasonal and not every season is the same. You know, this year they're saying that things are a little delayed because we had kind of cool spring. So there, I was stopped at the market yesterday, and you see the kohlrabis and radishes and the cooler weather crops. You know, people come, well, where's the tomatoes? Well, we don't have tomatoes yet. You know, they'll be coming, and the cucumbers will be coming. And some of these folks, they've preserved stuff, so you can get a sample of what it is. So you can grow a lot of stuff in northern Minnesota. I have a greenhouse here, and I can grow tomatoes and cucumbers, and last year I was having tomatoes just right up till Christmas. So there's things that you can do to extend the growing season. But the secret is to buy stuff when it's in season. You can usually get it a little less expensive, and that gives incentives for people to plant a little more than they need for their own use. So food you buy in a grocery store, it's already traveled 1,000, 1,500 miles before it gets there. Yep. And the reality is, as soon as you pick a plant, it starts to decay. I mean, that's, it's exaggerating, but yep, if it takes a week for that plant to get there, that fruit to get to you, if you can go, and most of these farmers, they'll go pick it in the morning and it's sold by noon, so you know it's about as fresh as you're going to get.
When you talk farming, weather is always part of the conversation, and we talked about tonight's rainy weather and the event.
When you're farming, you need sunlight, you need soil, you need water. Well, don't complain, because, you complain too much, and next week we might have a drought. So people are calling me today and saying, well, what are you going to do if it's going to rain? I said, we're going to get wet. I said, we're going to have fun. The ducks are going to be happy. The horses were happy tonight because the flies weren't bothering them too much. So yeah, you got to look at the right side of things.
After I had talked with Ed, I talked with some of the farmers and volunteers who were helping with the event.
I'm Robert Heidela. I'm with the Flowood River Farm. We're part of the Hibbing Farmers Market, and we do a variety of produce, and we make salsas, we make jams, jellies. Our pickles are very famous. I make a variety of homemade vinegars, and of course a wide variety of produce. And and we've been involved in the farmer's market for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now, and enjoying it very much.
I'm Brittany, and what I'm doing here is showing people the horses and talking about them. The Percheron, his name is Bud. He is 15 years old, and they weigh up to 2,600 pounds, and they can easily eat 30 pounds of hay and over 5 pounds of grain and other supplements a day.
I'm Misty Gable. I work with Burn Bridges Farm. That's my farm. I have sheep. I clean the fiber, make yarns, and sell finished knit products or just the roving, which is the cleaned fiber. I do natural dyes.
And you do this at the farmer's market?
Yep, the Hibbing Farmer's Market. Tuesdays and Fridays I go. So.
And is this some of your yarns?
It is, yeah. I have several different kinds. I try to do natural dyes. I mean, Kool-Aid's not very natural, but I try to stay away from the chemicals.
Sure.
So it's a lot of fun. I like it.
What other things do you dye with?
I use Kool-Aid. I use food dyes, like cooking food dyes. I have used the Easter egg dyeing tablets, and I use vinegar as a mordant, and that keeps the fiber vibrant and the color not to fade. And I've used wild tansy. Yellow is wild tansy. I like to show people how to spin. I like to help people learn about where their products come from.
And I guess one sort of background question, how did you learn how to spin? How did you start doing this?
I got the sheep, and after I sheared them, I realized I didn't want to throw the fleeces away. So I YouTubed it, and I started with a drop spindle, and then I got a spinning wheel a few years later, and just people around the area that were willing to help me, and that's pretty much it.
So supper on the farm was about more than just a meal. It was connecting people in the community with local farmers and producers. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while.